Hello and welcome to the Monday, January 7th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Just after I recorded the podcast for Friday, Microsoft did release its advanced notification for Patch Tuesday, which we'll of course have tomorrow. There are a total of 7 bulletins coming, 2 of which are rated critical, the remaining 5 important. The first critical bulletin affects Microsoft Windows, the second one Windows Office Developer Tools and Server Software, so probably some kind of .NET vulnerability. What's missing is a fix for Internet Explorer, and of course we were all wondering if Microsoft is going to address the current issue in Internet Explorer 8 and prior, even with an out-of-band patch. Looks like it's not going to be addressed this Tuesday. This entire situation has become a little bit worse on Friday. Microsoft did publish a fix-it about a week ago, which does mitigate the vulnerability to some effect. But as was announced on Friday, there's actually a way to bypass the fix-it, so you're still vulnerable even if you have the fix-it applied. Again, your best chance is the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit, so take a look at that and see if you can make that work for your Windows XP installs. All newer versions of Windows should update to Internet Explorer 9 or 10. Adobe also released its pre-announcement for Patch Tuesday, and it will release patches for Adobe Reader and Acrobat. Those patches will affect all platforms, so Windows, Macintosh, and Linux. Now, if you're a developer that's using Adobe's Cold Fusion platform, Adobe released a patch for you on Friday, and that's a more critical patch that affects an actually exploited vulnerability that allows authentication bypass. So this only affects developers using Cold Fusion to develop web applications, while the patch being released on Tuesday does affect all the clients that use Adobe's PDF Reader and Acrobat. And if you're having an older D-Link router, you may have experienced problems after New Year. The firmware of these routers is not able to deal with the year 2013. Now you can fake it, you can just set the wrong time, of course, and the router will still work. There is no patch coming for this issue. Support for this router officially ended in August last year. As a comment in the diary points out, these routers are cheap enough where they're pretty much considered disposable, but of course it can be a pain just to debug the issue and figure out why your router all of a sudden no longer works. And Nvidia released new firmware for some of its video cards after a privilege escalation vulnerability was found in the code. So these privilege escalation vulnerabilities, we have them a lot in kernel drivers, and Microsoft is regularly patching them in its drivers that are included with Windows. But in this case, this is a driver that you would have installed from Nvidia directly. So the only source of the patch is Nvidia's website, and it's easy to overlook these patches. If you do run Nvidia hardware for your video cards, take a look at the site, make sure that you're up to date. Again, this is a privilege escalation vulnerability, so someone would first need to get access to your system, but then could use this particular vulnerability to gain super user privileges. And exploit code is available for this vulnerability, so definitely you do want to attend to it. Well, and that's it for today. Don't forget Patch Tuesday tomorrow, and thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.